96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and WQ42 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live on the campus of Opelika High School in Opelika, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers have made the very quick trip across town to take on their rival Bulldogs here on a Monday night. Hello, everybody. Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, as we get you ready for tip-off between the Tigers of Auburn High and the Bulldogs of Opelika. We'll get you starting lineups and storylines, opening tip. All that is going to be right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. This game originally was supposed to be last Friday night, but with all the weather that moved in, no Auburn Opelika didn't get as much as maybe the rest of the state did, but precaution came first, safety came first, and that game was moved from Friday here to this Monday night. Makes for a busy week of basketball, and we wouldn't want it any other way. On the airways, it starts with Auburn and Opelika. That's all you have to say to build up an excitement between the girls and the boys. We'll have the girls up first, and the boys will be to follow. That's all you need to get your ready between the Tigers and the Dogs. But there are some storylines between these two teams coming into this game. We'll talk about that when we come back. All that right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Back here on the campus of Opelika High, just a few minutes down the road from Auburn High, as the Tigers and the Dogs are set to do battle. The girls up first and the boys are to follow. This is Auburn High Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Let's tell you a little bit about these two teams and why this matchup matters for those of you at home. For your Auburn High School Tigers, trying to start area play 3-0, something that is a huge, huge momentum builder as January goes along. You approach the start of February, which most of you know, is the start of postseason play. For Opelika, they're trying to avoid an 0-3 start. So two teams on opposite ends of the spectrum to start this young area play season in the turn of 2025. That is what is on the line here tonight. Plus, for all of these teams involved, the girls and the boys, just trying to get back into some sort of a rhythm, right? With the weather late last week, had the game moved. Now you've got three games in 5 days for both these. For the Auburn High girls and the boys, you got Opelika tonight, Benjamin Russell tomorrow, and Central comes to town on Friday. This is the start of a very busy week, and you'd love to do it by beating your rival on the road. We're going to have all that for you right here on 96.3 WLEE, 96.3 WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app, wherever you are tuned in. We appreciate you being a part of it here on this Monday night. And when we come back, we're going to have starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Opelika.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 WLEE. Go Tigers!
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 WLEE. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. We'll start with your visiting Auburn High School Tigers. Running point tonight, she wears number one. It is the senior, Kalia Tolles. Also at the guard position, wearing number 15, a senior guard, it is Daly Alsabrook. Her counterparts are number 20, Braylee Winfrey, the junior, and number 23, the senior, Brooke Hallman, the splash sisters of Alsabrook, Winfrey, and Hallman. And down low for your Auburn High School Tigers, wearing number 24, is the 6 foot senior, Antoinette Morgan. And for the home, Opelika Bulldogs, wearing number 4 is Monica Wack. Wearing number 10 is Tyra Pitts. Wearing 11 is Kennedy Williams. And down low is going to be Michaela Jones, wearing 22, and Kimora Johnson, wearing number 23. Those starters again for Opelika, Wack wearing number 4. Pitts, 10. Williams, 11. Jones, 22. And Johnson, 23. The starters for the Dogs. And they got a little light show going here in a new renovated gym on Opelika's campus. Says home of the Dogs on the back left wall where the student section is. We are on the opposite side. Tons of fans here, media here, cheerleaders, students, band, you name it. They got it here on the campus of Opelika. Again, a little bit of a light show. May put on a little display as they're going to get the Opelika starters going. The starters again for Auburn High as we wrap this up. Kalia Tolza, run point, wear number 1. Daly Austin-Brook, wear number 15. Braylee Winfrey at 20. Brooke Common, 23. And Antoinette Morgan, 24. So a four-guard lineup for head coach Courtney Pritchett. He loves to get them out and run, get in space, create turnovers, and knock down open shots. I expect them to do that early and often here tonight between Auburn and Opelika. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. As they wrap up starting lineups here for the Opelika Bulldogs, Auburn's going to be in their road blues. They'll have Auburn written across the chest with the blue number on front and back. So the whole jersey blue, just the white outline of the numbers in letters front and back. Blue tops, blue bottoms with the white symbol and the A on the side. Opelika going to wear their home white. Opelika written in black, solid across the chest. Red numbers on front and back. Before opening tip, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on 96.3 W Lee.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
It's game time on 96.3 W Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
Auburn and Opelika set to tip it away, and they do. And off the opening tip, it's a scram for the basketball out of bounds here on the near side. We're opposite of the scorer's table here at Opelika. Also atop of the word Opelika written in cursive across center court. Auburn High is going to end up with the basketball. They'll be moving right to left on your radio dial. Opelika will be moving from left to right. Kalia Tolls will bring it across the timeline. First possession for Auburn High in the ballgame. Aggressive Kalia Tolls is. Morgan gets it down low. Dribbles a shoe shiner off the defender of Opelika, goes out of bounds into the student section. It will remain Auburn High School basketball. The five on the floor to start this game again for the Tigers. It's Kalia Tolls, Braylee Winfrey, Brooke Coleman, Daly Alsobrook, and Antoinette Morgan. Four guards and Morgan down low as Hallman tries to feed it down low. Kick out for Hallman off the deflection. Can't start with a three. Loose ball found by Morgan in the right corner in front of the Opelika bench. Again, Tigers working right to left on your radio dial. We're just 30 seconds in to this first quarter. Dribble baseline by Tolls. Kick to the corner for Hallman. They find it up to Alsobrook. Left-hand dribble had it poked away. She gets it in the corner. Finds a cutting Brooke Coleman. Low pass stolen. Opelika on the run. They've got a 2-on-1. Right side. Maya got away with a shuffle and throws it up. Blocked by Kalia Tolls in transition. It'll stay with the Dogs. Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Just underway. We're flirting with a minute in to the opening corner. Opelika to inbound right side baseline. Finds the cutter off the inbound. Kick for an open three in the corner. Can't bank it in. And Brooke Coleman comes down with the board. Tigers look to run. Don't have the numbers. Finds her point guard, Kalia Tolls. Alsobrook was jumping up and down, waving her hands open in the corner. Couldn't find her. Now it's Kalia Tolls, aggressive once again. Gets to the low block. Had it swatted away down low. That was Monica Wack, who is by far the tallest Opelika Bulldog on the floor so far. Swats it away from Kalia Tolls. They do call a shooting foul in the act, though, which will send the Auburn High point guard to the free throw line. And the first free throw off the left side of the rim. Kalia Tolls saw herself get starting action early this season. We've seen some shuffling of the lineups throughout the year. But gets the start here tonight on the road for Auburn High. Can't connect on the first. Can't make connection on the second either. 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Something you cannot have if you're the Tigers here on the road. And in transition, finds a cutting Kennedy Williams, and she gets the game started with a score. It's 2-0 Opelika, 6:30 in the opening frame. Winfrey with the right hand gets to the low block. Stop, turn, pop, nailed it. Braylee Winfrey goes one-on-one and wins the battle. And the Tigers put on a full-court press, and they force a turnover and then a reach-in foul in front of the Opelika bench. Going to get one on the Bulldogs. It'll be Auburn High basketball. As Auburn will inbound in front of Opelika's bench. Braylee Winfrey finds it. Now Kalia Tolls stands at the point. Brantley Winfrey now with the right hand. Same spot. Looks to pop. No airspace. Finds Daly. Alsobrook hesitates. Defender goes flying. Alsobrook for three. No. Long board. Chased down by Antoinette Morgan. Goes flying into the Opelika bench and maybe gets something out of it. Alsobrook can't connect on the floater. And Opelika pulls down the board. Here they come running now are the Dogs. They've got it at the point. Tries to feed down low. Nobody home. It was tipped. Kalia Tolls now ahead for Morgan. All the way it was Brooke Holman who blew the layup. Couldn't get it to go, but Brantley Winfrey somehow comes down with the board. It's Kalia Tolls. Pulls up from the elbow and knocks it down. Kalia Tolls, a smooth-looking shot from number one, and the Tigers are on the board. 5:30 to play in the first quarter. And Kalia Toll strips it away off the inbound. She goes strong with the left hand, can't get it to go, and goes sliding into the Opelika student section. It's a foul on Opelika. We'll send Kalia Tolls right back to the charity stripe, a place she just went 0 for 2. See if she can make up for it as the Tigers trail 4-2, 5:27 in the first quarter between Auburn and Opelika in the varsity girls game here on 96.3 W Lee. And she does knock down the first. Antoinette Morgan subs out, first sub in the ballgame for Auburn High. No surprise is number 11, Jordan Cobb. Her and Antoinette Morgan flip-flop pretty much all night long. And we talk so much about Kalia Tolls and just how much of an X-factor she is for this Auburn High team. Can't find it on the second free throw. Brantley Winfrey comes up with the board, tries to roll a pass on the baseline to Kalia Tolls. Couldn't find it, goes out of bounds. Turnover on the Tigers. We've talked so much, though, about Kalia Tolls. When she gets in the scoring column, or even when she's just heads up aggressive with the basketball, as Opelika throws it away and Brooke Holman takes advantage, lays it in, nobody home. She's on the board and the Tigers are up 7-2 with 5:10 to play in the opening quarter. How about that again? Brooke Holman does it again, steals it away, lays it in, timeout Opelika. Auburn High up 9-2 early here on the road. Couple of turnovers, 5:07 to play. Opelika takes a timeout. Looks like it will be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 9-2, Auburn leads, 5:07 in this first quarter here on the road. And Auburn, the recipe for success, force turnovers, full court press, and make easy buckets. That's exactly what they've done. They're up 9-2. Opelika got a breakaway score, but Auburn so far, a couple of the free throws already, a couple of open layups already. You got to believe this team's going to start knocking down threes very quickly. As Opelika inbounds, moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers put on the full court press. Bulldogs are able to break it. On to the left side now, in front of the Auburn High bench, and stolen by Brantley Winfrey. Outruns the defense. It gets to the rim. Can't connect. That's two layups the Tigers haven't been able to knock down. And Opelika is now trapped in their own corner. They throw it away. Winfrey, redemption, got it. She's up to four. Hallman's up to four. And the Tigers are up 11-2, flirting to go up by double digits. They steal it away again. Winfrey to the right corner. Hallman, three. No, can't find it. And Opelika pulls down the board and then a reach-in foul from behind. Daly Alsobrook is going to get the reach-in foul. 15 in blue. With 4:32 in the opening quarter, it's 11-2 Auburn. A beautiful start so far here on the road at Opelika. Stands are almost full. Between the student section on that end of the gym and the regular stands, cheerleaders on this end for Auburn High. As the Bulldogs just trying to get across the timeline. Been difficult so far. Kick to the corner. One dribble. Pop. Three. Too strong. Pulled down underneath by Opelika. And they're going to call a loose ball foul on the floor. Going to get Jordan Cobb. Her and Monica Wack fighting down low. No shots. Just an inbound for the Dogs. As they throw it in, knocked away by Jordan Cobb, out off the Tigers, stays with Opelika. Antoinette Morgan will sub in. Jordan Cobb will sit back down. So the four starters no longer on the floor. Brantley Winfrey subs out, and Avia Nelms is in the ballgame as well. Dribble drive off the right side, maybe got a piece of it. Did Auburn High, and the shot's no good. Brooke Holman is looking to run. Kicks to the corner. Also Brooke dribble. Now finds Holman. Thought about the three. Dribbles left-handed, lost it out of bounds. Turnover Auburn. Love the idea from Brooke Holman. They're expecting her to shoot and a hard closeout on 23. She just goes left, just couldn't keep it in her hands. And she lost it out of bounds. Tigers lead 11-2, under 4 to play. Opelika is now in the half court, trying to get ahead of themselves and threw it away. Threw it into the hands of Brooke Coleman. Now it's rolling on the floor. Opelika comes up with it, decides to shoot a three. Won't go. Pulled down by Wack. Goes up strong, and she's fouled. That's the player Auburn's got to worry about is Monica Wack. Taller than any player on the floor right now, even with Antoinette Morgan, who stands at 6 foot tall. Wack's got about 6'2", 6'3". Auburn's got that on the bench over there. They've got Riley Finger, who stands at 6 foot five. And the first free throw from Wack is no good. Tigers on top 11-2, with 3:43 in the first quarter. As the Dogs will bring in a sub, Zion Fierce will step in for the first time. She'll sub in for Michaela Jones. Also in the ballgame, Claire Barber wearing number three for the Dogs. Can't bank in the second free throw. Auburn just got called on a lane violation. I don't know about that one. Going to be honest, I don't know about that one. So after an 0-for-2 attempt, an 0-for-2 trip, I should say, at the free throw line, Wax going to get another opportunity. Nelm sits down. Braylee Winfrey, after a short rest, is back in the ballgame. And can't bank that one home either. Antoinette Morgan skies for the rebound. Right to left as we look at it here on the campus of Opelika. The Lady Tigers on top of the Lady Bulldogs 11-2 as we approach 3.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Swing around the perimeter. Alsobrook pulls up from 8 feet on the right side and buries it. Good looking shot from Daly Alsobrook. She's on the board now, and the Tigers are up by double digits off the steal. Make it more. It was Brooke Coleman who gets another one. She's got six. Tigers do it again, and Braylee Winfrey cashes in. Can't even write down points. They're doing it so fast. Timeout on the floor. It's another one. Auburn High leads 17-2 with 3:09 to play in the opening quarter. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
3:09 to play in the first quarter. And an electric start for Auburn High. 17-2, Lady Tigers over Opelika here on the road. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Bulldogs to inbound. They get one pass in and then stolen away by Anavia Nelms. And they're going to say it stays with Opelika instead of inbounding on the baseline. They're going to inbound on the sideline now. It's Tolles, Winfrey, Hallman, Nelms, and Morgan. The five on the floor for the Tigers. Can't bank in a long three. Didn't hit the rim. And Anavia Nelms is able to clear. Hands it up to Brooke Coleman. Euro step for Holman, who can't connect. And the rebound goes to the Dogs. Throwing elbows inside. Here comes Opelika. Long pass ahead. And able to cherry pick and get the layup. Was Claire Barber just the second bucket for the Dogs? They've got four, but the Tigers have 17 with 2:35 to play. Tolles steps into a three. Won't go. And the Dogs pull that one down. Ahead now again. Another skip pass. Another skip pass was tipped, and Morgan is able to run it down. Opelika feels their only chance is to get out in front and maybe even behind this Auburn High team. Just hard to do against a Tigers team that just loves to run. How about Winfrey from 8 feet on the baseline? You bet. Braylee Winfrey's got 8 of the 19 for Auburn High so far. They pick their pocket again and then throw it away. It's Opelika basketball and had a 2-on-1, and they throw it into the bench of Auburn High School. Sloppy play from the Dogs. It's been turnover after turnover after turnover. And Auburn High loves that. They cash in on most of those. As a couple of players will sit down, Morgan and Tolles will sit down. Jordan Cobb back in. As it's Holman, Nelms, Cobb, Winfrey back on the floor. Daly Alsobrook as well. Holman had her pocket picked. Here comes Opelika. Goes straight into the body of Holman, who stands there and affects the shot. It was missed. Ahead for Daly Alsobrook. One-on-one. Gets it swatted. Gets her own rebound. Turn. Baseline. Had it swatted again out of bounds. And it will stay Auburn High basketball. Just a little bit of a height difference between Michaela Jones down low and Daly Alsobrook. You love the effort, the second chance. They did call a foul, however. I missed that part, so apologies there. They do call a foul on Michaela Jones. A great effort by Daly Alsobrook, rather, as she earns a trip to the free throw line, a place that her and these guards are just so impactful for this Auburn High team, but she can't find the first. 1:39 in the opening quarter. Tigers lead 19-4. And we're on the road at Opelika. Second free throw from Alsobrook is cash. Alsobrook has three of the 20 so far for this Auburn High team. Barber surges ahead, hands it off in the corner, out of bounds off of Opelika. Should be Auburn ball. They're going to say it stays right here with the Dogs. The on-ball pressure by this Auburn High team is just unbelievably aggressive. And when you can run four guards at the same time, no matter who's on the floor, it really is tough for any ball handlers on the opposing team, as Zion Fears will sub out. Also, Kennedy Williams will sub out as well. Brings in Sanaya Bulger, who's in. Down low, Wack goes up with it and gets it stripped. Daly Alsobrook surges ahead with 1:25. Gets in the lane, throws it to the corner. Nobody home for the Tigers, and a turnover on Auburn High. Opelika's had their fair share, but Auburn has definitely turned it over some as well, as Alsobrook's going to sub out. That will bring in Shylin Evans with 1:21 to play in the first quarter. We just had a light go dim in the left corner. Had another light go dim. There we go. Got them all turned back on now. Oh, it will stay Auburn High basketball on the left side. So Kalia Tolles has it on the volleyball line, extended into the corner for Winfrey. Dribbles right, has it knocked away, stays with the Dogs, or stays with the Tigers out of bounds. 1:13 in the opening quarter, 20-4. Auburn leads over Opelika. Tolles has it now with 1:10 to play. She'll step inside the red circle with Opelika written in black. She'll go off the left side. Baseline cut from Winfrey. Can't get the layup to go. Beautiful pass from Tolles. Winfrey just got a little too much on it. She taps on her chest and says, "That's on me." It was knocked out of bounds. It will be Auburn High basketball, 1:02 in the first quarter as another light goes out. Not really sure why we've got people playing with lights here. Either way, Tolles has it on the baseline, kicks it into Shylin Evans. Had it stripped away, but Anavia Nelms is able to run it back down. We're under a minute to play in the first quarter. She's double-teamed at the top, splits the double-team into the lane, throws up a wild shot, can't get it to fall, and the Dogs looking to run, falls on the basketball hard, does Sanaya Bulger. That normally hurts. I hope she's okay. Comes up grimacing a little bit, does 12 in white. As head coach Courtney Pritchett yelling at his squad, pass the ball. It'll be Opelika ball moving left to right as we look at it, approaching 40 seconds in this opening quarter. Haven't run many half-court sets. Opelika taking their time. Now they're going to take a shot on the left wing. It was airballed by Claire Barber. She's got two so far, two of the four for Opelika as the Dogs keep it in their half-court. At the point, high screen from Wack. Lets it go again from three, and that time they knock it down. That was Tyra Pitts, her first bucket of the game, and Opelika's up to seven now. Auburn High runs quickly, handoff from Tolles to Jordan Cobb, who puts it in for two. That's the fifth Tiger to score in this first quarter. It's 22-7 Auburn. 8 seconds to play. Opelika in the half court. Throw it right to Tolles. She can run and get a bucket if she hurries. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Winfrey at the buzzer. Lays it in. Braylee Winfrey up to 10 in the first quarter alone. And the Tigers will take a 24-7 lead on the road to the second quarter. Don't go anywhere. Auburn High basketball continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the orthopedic clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the orthopedic clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the second quarter on the campus of Opelika High. It's your Lady Tigers from Auburn High School up 24-7, just 8 minutes into the game. Thanks to Braylee Winfrey with 10, Holman with 6. A couple of the Tigers, other than them, are on the board as well. And the Auburn High Tigers have it moving right to left on your radio. Dial in the half court now. Also, Brooke finds Holman, lets it go from three. No. And rebound chased down by Kalia Toll. She's been active early. And then Opelika tries to run away with it. And a reach-in foul from behind. Believe they are going to get Auburn on the foul. They do. Five on the floor for Auburn to start the second quarter. Kalia Tolles, Braylee Winfrey, Brooke Holman, Daly also brought the four starters. And then Mackenzie Etheridge, who wears 40 in blue, is on the floor as well. Opelika now moving left to right. They got an inbound going length of the floor. Braylee Winfrey forces a jump pass, trying to rip it away from Saniah Bulger. And possession arrow stays with Opelika. Wearing their home whites, moving left to right. Auburn in the road blues moving right to left as we look at it. Here inside the gym, Opelika just struggling to break that full court press from Auburn. They do. They get it into the far corner for Barber. She'll dribble between two defenders. Tigers put more pressure. Almost stolen by Kalia Toll. She cheated, didn't get away with it. Dribble baseline now. Traveled on the baseline. No call. Kicked out for a long two. Tries to bank it home. Can't do so. Pulled down by Wack underneath. Throws it out to the top. Heavy pressure by Auburn High. Just the third or fourth offensive set in the half court for Opelika. Barber thought about the three. Can't let it go. Now kick to the corner. Holman lets her go by. Dribbled on the baseline. Barber now step back corner three. Got it. Claire Barber had two in the first. She's already got more than that. With one bucket here in the second quarter, Tigers lead 24-10 under a minute. Under a minute into the second quarter, I should say. Winfrey at the top, dribbles right hand, kicks it down low. Mackenzie Etheridge had her shot blocked by Wack, and the Bulldogs are off and running. Off the right side, spins it in the lane, has it knocked away, and the Tigers come up with it. Braylee Winfrey now gets all the way to the basket with the left hand. Can't get it to go, but she was fouled. Tell you what, in a game like this, you can't look down, can't look next to you. Don't talk to anybody. You're going to miss action in a game like this. As Braylee Winfrey works her way to the free throw line, one of the three splash sisters, as head coach Courtney Pritchett calls them. Between Braylee Winfrey, Daly Alsobrook, and Brooke Holman, as the Tigers continue to struggle from the free throw line, can't find that one. Last game, Winfrey led the scoring with 18, Holman had 16, and Alsobrook had 14. That three-headed monster is almost unguardable, almost unbeatable for this Auburn High team. And that's been the case so far as they've worked their way to an 18-5 record so far this season, 2-0 in area play. Would love to improve on that on the road against your biggest rival, Opelika. Winfrey goes 1-for-2. First point of the second quarter, Auburn leads 25-10. We're a minute and a half in. Off the right side, Holman pulls up a little bit on defense, and that shot goes out of bounds. Believe it was blocked by Auburn High. It was. So it'll be a left side baseline out of inbounds for Opelika under their own basket. It's going to be Kennedy Williams to inbound. Looks to go into the corner. She does. Dribbles baseline behind the basket, and Holman got a piece of it. Tigers are off and running. On the right side, Holman's got it. Kicks to Kalia Tolles. One dribble left wing. Three. Bang! Kalia Tolles. Three in the first and now three in the second quarter. I love when she just lets it fly. Just one dribble, got to her spot and let it go. As Auburn steals it off the inbound, Kalia Tolles throws it up off the backboard. Can't get it to fall, but she earns her way to the free throw line. She's been the most active one so far for this Auburn High team. Again, running a... Folks, right now, I'm not kidding you, Auburn has five guards on the floor. Daly Alsobrook, Brooke Holman, Anavia Nelms, Kalia Tolles, and Braylee Winfrey. As Tolles adds salt to injury for Auburn. Another missed free throw And head coach Courtney Pritchett signaling timeout, trying to get one. Kalia Toll, second free throw. Got it. Give her four in the quarter, seven on the game. Under six to play. In the first half, it's Auburn 29, Opelika 10. It is off the left side. Barber tries to go down low, able to do so. They work it around. Barber's got an open three. Can't get it to fall. And Braylee Winfrey is able to clear. Tolls surges ahead. Left side of the floor. Left hand now baseline. Goes all the way around. Finds Anavia Nelms. Thought about the three. Poked away out of bounds. Rolling down the floor. And eventually creeps across the out-of-bounds line in front of the scorer's table on the opposite side of us. Again, we're in the back right corner here at Opelika. Great view as we're looking straight down at it for Auburn right now on the half court. Alsobrook lets it go from college range. And nothing doing that time from Daley Alsobrook. Bulldogs into the half court now, moving left to right. All the way into the lane, kick out on the three-point line. Dribble, pull up from the free throw line, way too strong, and pulled down on the backside by Brooke Coleman. And believe it or not, Auburn will slow it down. They kick it ahead for Daley Alsobrook in the corner. Now she'll work it back up to Kalia Tolls. No hesitation, lets it go way off the side of the backboard, but Braylee Winfrey tracks it down. Remember, no shot clock in high school, so no resetting there. Under five to go. Holman goes right around, and Clara Barber was left in the dust as Holman lays it in. She's got her first bucket in the second quarter. It's 31-10 Auburn with 4:45 in the second quarter. Opelika now off the left side. Barber looks to respond with a three. Too strong, and Winfrey's able to clear. Head coach Courtney Pritchett yells push to Braylee Winfrey. Navia Nelms on the right side, dribbles baseline, goes up with the layup, blocked by Monica Wack, and stays in bounds. Opelika able to preserve. And they come out with possession, pushing up the floor now with 4:20 in this second quarter. Cross-court pass in the corner. That's a three. Can't find it. It was Ion Fears who had the airspace. Just couldn't find the bottom of the net. Kalia Tolls, Euro step off the backboard, just a little too much English. Tries to track it down, rolling towards the corner. Anavia Nelms is on the floor and can't come up with it. It will be Opelika basketball. You love to see players diving on the floor, going after loose balls, and that's exactly what Anavia Nelms, the junior, was able to do. And head coach Courtney Pritchett calls timeout. And we'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters here on the Auburn High Sports Network. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street or online at mountainhighoutfitters.com. 31-10, Auburn leads Opelika with 4:04 in the second quarter. We're back in 30 on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Back here at Opelika, where Auburn leads the Dogs 31-10 in the varsity girls game. Want to remind you that tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Opelika trying to inbound it, can't do so. Tigers will steal it once again. They've got it in the half court. Kalia Tolls has it at the point. Hands off to Braylee Winfrey. Surges ahead, right hand, goes up strong, can't find it. Thought she was fouled, can't get the call either. And Opelika is now into the half court. Spin move in the lane. Two Tigers there. Anavia Nelms is able to get the steal. She'll hand off to Brooke Coleman, who puts an outlet pass into the chest of Braylee Winfrey, who will then slow it down back outside. Kalia Tolls has it at the point with 3.5 to play in the first half. Tigers around the perimeter they go. It's Holman now, who's got it at the point. She's guarded heavily by Tyra Pitts. Off the right side, it's Anavia Nelms. Now she'll hand it off to Daly Alsabrook. Nowhere to go. She gets into the lane, throws up a wild shot, tracks down her own rebound, kicks it out. Winfrey, free throw line, no, too short. Almost had her own board, fights for it now. Jump ball, forced possession arrow, goes to Auburn High. It stays on that end of the floor. Shooting has been a little bit of an issue for Auburn High here tonight so far. You wouldn't know it by putting 31 points on the board with 3:04 to play in the second quarter. But a lot of those, a lot of free throws, a lot of layups, a lot of those floaters that this team can normally cash in, just unable to do so far. Antoinette Morgan now spin move off the inbound. Layup may have been partially blocked. It'll go out of bounds into the Opelika student section and remains Auburn High basketball. Kalia Toll's left side, baseline underneath, bounce pass, had it to Morgan. Now she does. Her shot hits the bottom of the backboard. And then on the rebound, believe they called Auburn High on a foul just now. They did. They did. They called Jordan Cobb, who just freshly subbed into the game. They call her on a reach-in foul. And that's two on Jordan Cobb. She'll sub out. Daly Alsabrook will sub in. So four guards and a center for the Tigers. Antoinette Morgan, the lone center. Four guards, Hallman, Alsabrook, Tolles, and Winfrey. Opelika ahead into the half court. Throws a shoe shiner off the center. Now into the corner. Guarded heavily by Brooke Coleman and stolen by Braylee Winfrey. Just took it right from her in front of the Auburn High bench. Hallman steps into a three. Yes! Rattles home for Brooke Coleman. She's got five in the corner. How about 11 for the game? And it's all Auburn High on the road at Opelika. 34-10. Lady Tigers lead 2.5 to play. Into the corner. Opelika looks to respond, and it is in and out. A rebound off of Opelika. Should be Auburn ball. They say it stays right here with the Bulldogs. This team just so dangerous in transition. They can shoot it. They'll get into the lane. They'll kick it out. They'll do whatever they need to do to find a bucket. And when you got players like Brooke Coleman who will just confidently step into a three and knock it down, just so dangerous. And what makes this team so good, as the Tigers deflect that inbounds pass, will do it again. Reminder that first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Dewitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Tigers steal it off the inbound. Goes the length of the floor. The handoff to Braylee Winfrey, who lays it in for another two. She's got three in the corner. And Auburn High leads 36-10. We're at 2 minutes to play in the first half. Splits the defenders, throws it underneath. Holman tries to save it off an Opelika defender, as she does. She was falling out of bounds, throws it off the sneakers of a Bulldog, and we're going the other way. Tigers have it with 1:56 to play in the first half. 36-10. One thing you know about a team that has room to improve and wants to grow, and a coach that follows the same suit. Head coach Courtney Pritchett is all on this Auburn High team on the sidelines right now. In a good way, just still coaching, man. There's a lot to learn, even when you're up 26 on your biggest rival on the road. Holman pulls up in the lane and just buries it. Brooke Coleman is having a night. She's got seven in this quarter. Auburn High steals it off the inbound. Brooke Coleman almost had two more. That thing was halfway down and rolls out. Opelika trying to get into the half court. Can't do so. Stolen by Winfrey. Ahead for Tolles and nobody home. Give Kalia Tolles 9 points so far in the game. And Auburn's gotten out to a 30-point lead in this first half as they turn it over on the sideline. Does Auburn High off a steal. 1:11 to play in the first half. Stick around. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Tell you some stats from this one, how we got here, expectations for the second half. Also talk a little bit about the boys' game as well. All that coming up on the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We approach a minute to play. Opelika's in the half court. They get it to the top of the semicircle, trying to go down low, and nobody home. Trying to feed it to Monica Wack. As Antoinette Morgan just kind of pushed her off her spot legally. No foul, just good contact, good play underneath. And the Dogs throw it away. Officially under a minute in the second quarter. Tolles pushes ahead. Whip around pass on the right side. Morgan tries to throw it high off the window. Won't go. And Opelika pulls it down, looks ahead, splits the defenders, gets into the semicircle, kicks it into the corner. They need it desperately, can't find it, and Morgan tries to pull it down, being held from behind by Wack. No call, out of bounds. It will be Opelika basketball. It was Claire Barber who tried to knock it down from the corner, but it does remain Bulldog basketball with 37.7 in the second quarter. Throws it out to Barber off the inbound. She's guarded by Brooke Coleman, trying to go back to Wack inside. They do. Bounce pass to Barber. Wasn't ready for it. And another turnover for Opelika. Auburn has it with 30 seconds. Hallman pulls up way downtown and finds the bottom of the net. Pulled up in front of the Opelika bench and let them know about it. Brooke Hallman has another three-point basket. She's got 10 in the corner alone. We have 10 seconds to play. Opelika now has it in the far corner, guarded heavily by Naley Alsabrook. This 2-3 zone just suffocating for Auburn High. There it is again. Winfrey, a race against the clock, lays it in at the buzzer to cash off what was a perfect first half for the Tigers on the road. 45-10, Auburn leads. Opelika, we head to the locker room. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Lady Bulldogs of Opelika 45-10. All that being done on the road. Welcome in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. You heard that score right, 45-10. It's Auburn all over Opelika in the third area game of the year. Tigers trying to go 3-0. Opelika trying to avoid going 0-3. And the Tigers off to a great start so far. 45 points put up, only 10 given up. Let's tell you how we got here. All right, we'll give you some of these stats for Auburn High School. Leading all scorers is Brooke Coleman. She's got 16. That was a combination of three-pointers made and also steals off inbounds and laying it in. Whether it was through traffic or just with nobody there, Hallman had 16. Brayley Winfrey had 15. Kalia Tolles had 9. Daly Olsenbrook had 3. And Jordan Cobb had 2. For Opelika, just 10 points and not a whole lot to count up there. Claire Barber had 5. Tyra Pitts had 3. Kennedy Williams had just the 2. 45-10 is the halftime score. Auburn leads Opelika, and I kind of told you about it with each individual player forcing a bunch of turnovers, easy layups, and then getting out and run in transition. And with this team, it's either layups, threes, or just really tough twos. A lot of baseline jumpers. How about free throw line jumpers as well for this Auburn High team? They just do it all, and they're all over Opelika, 45-10 at the half. Again, leading all scorers is Brooke Coleman with 16. Brayley Winfrey has 15. Kalia Tolles flirting with double digits. She has 9. When we come back, we'll tell you about the second half, what Auburn can do to just continue to get better, work on some things, and try to walk out of here with your third area win of the year. Plus, we'll preview the boys game a little bit as well, because that's coming up just a little bit later here on the Auburn High Sports Network. All that coming up when we come back on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. On the web at theorthoclinic.com. Back after this, Auburn leads Opelika 45-10 at the half. This is Auburn High Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricing. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our 3 offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Auburn High Tigers on top of the Bulldogs of Opelika, 45-10. Lady Tigers on a roll, and we'll have the second half coming up for you in just a few moments. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic. You guessed it right. They're East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Coming up in this second half, I expect nothing different from this Auburn High team. They've had big leads before, and they continue to play the same way. You'll see some of the younger names and hear some of those different names get into the ball game. But they'll start this second half the way they do it all. They're going to pressure you on defense. They're going to have a full-court press set, and they're going to get out and run and try to knock down every shot that they can. They don't care, man. This team looks to win and win with style, and Auburn High has done it a couple of times. And if they do, if they're able to hold on here this evening. They'll move to 19-5 overall, 3-0 in area play. We're just two quarters down. Got a lot of work to do here on the road as people continue to flood into the gym here at Opelika. Because reminder, after the varsity girls are done, we're going to have the varsity boys for you between Auburn and Opelika. That is sure to be something. We'll have that for you right here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. That concludes the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. It's been brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic. Second half coming up between Auburn and Opelika, where the Tigers lead the Dogs 45-10. We have it for you coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Just a couple of possessions into this third quarter. Opelika starts it with a bucket off the left-hand side. And then a stoppage in play. Did Auburn call a timeout? I think we did call a timeout. Okay, so it was Michaela Jones who laid it in to start this third quarter. Again, Auburn leads 45-12. And a stoppage of play. I believe there was a timeout. So either way, we're just now starting the third quarter. We're 28 seconds into it, 7:32 to play in the third period, 45-12. Auburn has the lead over Opelika. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Tigers in the road, blues. We're moving left to right here to start this second half. Opelika in the home white, moving right to left on your radio dial. Brooke Coleman has it off the right side. High screen now from Shylin Evans. Couple of subs are in for the Tigers. Evans, one of them. Quinones is the other. It is off the right side, and Avian Alms gets it to go. Got a little toilet bowl action around the rim, and it falls for an Avian Alms. Tigers get the 2 points back. They lead 47-12. That's a deep three off the right wing for Opelika. Won't go. Fought for the rebound. She saved it, but saved it into the hands of Auburn High's and Avian Alms. She'll push ahead now up the right sideline. Poked away by Kennedy Williams. It'll stay with Auburn High inbounding right at half court here on the near side, which is opposite of the scorer's table at Opelika. Holman, Nelms, Quinones, Morgan, and Evans are the five on the floor to start this second half for Auburn High. Holman goes with the left hand, gets to the basket, too strong on the layup, and fought for by Antoinette Morgan. Finds herself on the floor, but it's Anavia Nelms who finds herself open and finds herself with four quick points to start this third quarter. Auburn leads 49-12, 6.5 to play. A right-handed dribble on the left side of the floor. A wild layup missed. Antoinette Morgan pulled down the rebound, and then a foul from over the back should be called on Monica Wack. It was. And even with the size of four in white, still scoreless is number four, Monica Wack for Opelika. They've tried to go down to her several times on this end, the offensive end of the floor for Opelika. Just haven't been able to do it. Give credit to Antoinette Morgan and to Jordan Cobb. Both have held their own really well down low so far as Hallman spins in the lane off the left side, too strong on the layup. And then a foul is called against Opelika. Going to be called on Michaela Jones. So what was a spin move layup attempt was a little too strong for 23 and blue. She earns her way to the free throw line, a spot where Auburn struggled mightily in that first half. I'd love to see them get locked back in here in the second, and Holman is able to knock down the first. Brooke Holman had 16 points in that first half, if you're just now joining us. As we're almost 2 minutes in to the third quarter, Holman goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. That'll help the team percentages a little bit. Tigers have broke 50 already. With 14 minutes to play in the ballgame, Opelika tries to feed it to the left wing. Got to shuffle her feet at the top. Winfrey comes away with it. Here comes Braley. Winfrey, she's in the ballgame. Across the Opelika logo, she's got it at the point. And head coach Courtney Pritchett gives the play call, and Auburn looks to go. Heads a high screen. Winfrey, right side. Floater from 8 feet. Can't get it to fall. Evans tries to pull down the board. Can't do so. Opelika pulls down the board, and Avia Nelms chases it down off a tip pass. Goes flying into Rowan Bench. And got to say, it's out on the Tigers. We'll go to Opelika. And Holman nearly steals it, and she does. It was an inbound on the far side of the floor in front of the Auburn High bench. Holman dives out of bounds, throws it off an Opelika Bulldog. They're going to say it stays with Opelika. Brooke Holman disagrees. So Opelika moving right to left, length of the floor to go. They find Monica Wack, who stands at the half-court line. Almost had it stolen away from Brooke Holman. Leads to a layup attempt for Opelika, and it won't fall. Holman's there to clean it up. Holman now crossover dribble. They leave her open. Can she make them pay? Yes, she can. Brooke Holman knocks down another one. She had 16 in the first half. She's already got 5 here in the third quarter. Auburn's got 54. My goodness. And it's an avalanche in Opelika, 54-12, and a mass substitution for Auburn High. A platoon swap, 5 in, 5 out for this Tigers team with 4:59 in the third quarter. It's 54-12. All 5 sit down. We'll get you names and numbers as we go. A 3 attempt for Opelika, no. Pulled down by Daley Alsobrook. Kalia Tolles, Liz Robinson, Jordan Cobb, and also Mackenzie Etheridge. Robinson lets it fly and can't get the roll. Etheridge is there to clean it up, tipped it out. A tip drill goes to Opelika. Here they come. They're running now. Off the right side, Tolles goes up, gets the block, gets the foul. It's Claire Barber who heads to the free throw line. This heavy Auburn High crowd on the road would have lost it if Liz Robinson knocks that down from the right wing. The 5'10 senior. She's not only a shooter, she's got some sneaky good handles too. This 33 in blue. She ain't scared when she gets the ball in her hands. Love to see it. And her getting some action on the floor as Claire Barber steps up. And too much on the first free throw. She did lead all Opelika scorers in that first half with 5. Trying to give the Dogs any sort of life. She knocks down the second. But it's 54-13. All Tigers with 4:30 to play in the third quarter. Robinson in the lane. Goes up. Pump fake. Spinning around. Looking for some help. She finds it with Alsobrook. Spins. Turns around. Free throw line. Jumper off the side. It is Jordan Cobb who comes up with the rebound. Tries to put it up. Can't do so. But was hacked on the way up. And we'll get a chance for 2. At the free throw line. Jordan Cobb talked about it earlier. Her and Antoinette Morgan together are just a really solid down low companionship. She can't knock down the first. They don't play together a ton, but they just swap in and out all game long. So there's always one of them fresh and one that head coach Courtney Pritchett trusts for 4 quarters. She goes 0-for-2. At the free throw line, 54-13, Auburn leads Opelika varsity girls game with 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Dogs bounce pass on the baseline. Barber goes up with the floater, no, but took the hit as she did. So she'll head back to the free throw line with 3:54 in the third quarter. Tonight's game broadcast and all of our game broadcasts on the Auburn High Sports Network, they're presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out the variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. As Barber goes 2-for-2 at the stripe, she's got 3 in the quarter and 8 on the game for Opelika. Alsobrook's got it at the timeline. She hands it off to Kalia Tolles. Now it's back to Alsobrook. No airspace there. Whips it down low for Mackenzie Etheridge. Barber got her hand in there. Stays right here with the Tigers. There may not be an empty seat left in this gym, and we're still a quarter and a half away from the varsity boys even hitting the floor for warm-ups. going to be a great night for some high school basketball. Jordan Cobb receives it off the inbound. She gets it out to Daly Alsobrook. Thought about the three. Dribbles left hand. Had it knocked away. She regains her dribble. Now it's on the left-hand side. It's Liz Robinson. Hits the floor hard, and a travel is called. Opelika right to left as we look at it. 3:15 in the third quarter. Auburn leads the Dogs 54-14, or 15 rather, here in the varsity girls game. Off the left-hand side into the lane. Hands it off to Barber now. She gets into the lane. Had her shot blocked maybe. Pulled down by Wack. And then on the baseline, a reach-in foul. Her and I believe it was Mackenzie Etheridge down low. No, they're going to get Daly Alsobrook from the weak side. On the reach-in foul, no free throws yet, just three fouls on each side. Remember, five is the bonus for high school basketball per quarter. Opelika left side baseline. They inbound. Kalia Tolles traps in the corner, picks up her dribble. Now another trap by Kalia Tolles. Jordan Cobb comes to help. Threw it away into the hands of Daly Alsobrook. She's ahead now, one on two, floats it up and no good, out of bounds. It stays here, maybe got blocked by Opelika. As the Tigers have it in their own half court, moving left to right as we look at it. Liz Robinson to inbound. Right side. Baseline gets it into Mackenzie. Etheridge, they'll work it around to Kalia Tolles. Robinson wants a three. No. Air ball pulled down by Wack. Into the hands, though, of Etheridge, and Jordan Cobb had her putback attempt blocked by Wack from behind. It's Auburn High basketball again with 2:34 in the third quarter. 54-15 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. On the road, couple of subs going to come in for Opelika, but not before a timeout is called. Timeouts here on the Auburn High Sports Network. They're brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 54-15, Auburn leads Opelika, 2:34 in the third. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
54-15 is Auburn's lead over Opelika with 2:34 to play in the third. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
And off of a turnover for Auburn High, it is Zion Fierce for Opelika, who is able to lay it in transition. Gets on the board for the first time. Gets the Dogs up to 17 points. And then some contact on that far end of the floor. Having some more light troubles here at Opelika. Everything seems to be back on now. 54-17. With 2:17 to play in the third. Auburn High moving left to right on your radio dial. Bulldogs put a little full court press on. Haven't done it much tonight as Tolles bounce pass. Etheridge layup is good. Mackenzie Etheridge is on the board. She's got two, and the Tigers have 56 with two to play in the third quarter. Barber dribbles baseline and had it blocked from behind, and a late foul call on the baseline. A shot that had no chance going in, and a foul is called. Give Barber credit. She's been at the free throw line quite a bit tonight for Opelika. Has three in white. She leads the Dogs with 8 points. Can make it more right here. First free throw is good. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you spending your Monday night with us on 96.3 W. Lee, 96.3WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app. However you're tuned in, we appreciate you spending your evening with us. One of three broadcasts we have this week. We're back home tomorrow night as Benjamin Russell comes to Auburn High School Gymnasium, and then Central is inside of Auburn High's gym on Friday night. Missed free throw by Barber leads to a three opportunity from Barber but can't cash it in. And Anavi Anem surges ahead on the right sideline, and a foul is called against the on-ball defender for Opelika. Three broadcasts this week on the network. This is the first game of two tonight. Varsity boys are going to come up after this one. Probably about a 7:30 start for the boys between Auburn and Opelika. Tigers are inbound right side underneath. It's Hallman. Finds it into Riley Finger. Shuffled her feet trying to get to the basket. Officials confirm it. Good effort, though. Riley Finger, the 6'5 sophomore who's in the ballgame for the first time tonight for Auburn High. Had the right ideas, took a few too many steps to get there. We'll see if she gets another opportunity. 1:33 to play in this third quarter. Bulldogs find some space in the corner. Air ball to three. Braylee Winfrey back in the ballgame. Ahead now for Anavi Anems on a home run pass and can't get the layup to go. Morgan cleans up the board. She's got it underneath. Goes up, swatted away, and into the hands of a Bulldog. Morgan goes flying on her backside. Here comes Opelika. Now in the right corner. Step back. Throw it underneath. Winfrey's there to defend. Doesn't matter. Threw it in for Zion Fear. She's got all four of her points in this third quarter. We approach a minute to play. Auburn leads 56-20. Auburn's going to slow it down offensively. Braylee Winfrey got it at the high volleyball line. Calls for the high screen from Finger. Doesn't get it. Now she picks up her dribble. Finds Anavi Anems on the left-hand side. Nelms has it at the point. Looks for Winfrey. She finds her. 45 seconds to play. Winfrey, bounce pass. Finger has it on the low block and tries to get to the basket again. And a jump ball is forced. One official calls travel. The other calls jump ball. We go with a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Opelika. And you get what Auburn's trying to do. They're trying to feed the 6'5 sophomore down low, get her a bucket down there. But give Opelika credit. They're crashing as soon as it hits the lane. And they've got possession now with 35 seconds to play. Right to left as we look at it. Ahead now, it's got a player. That's a 3-foot floater over Riley Finger. Can't get it to fall. That's a tough shot. As Antoinette Morgan comes down with the rebound. Do they call a foul or a jump ball? Didn't see the call. Well, it's going to stay on that end of the floor. They may have called a travel on Antoinette Morgan. Either way, Opelika basketball. Inbounding left angle. A three off the inbound. Way too strong. And off the fingers of Anavi Anems, it'll stay with Opelika. 56-20 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. 20.9 in the third quarter. We got eight more coming up after this. Inbound underneath baseline on the low block. Shot up, blocked, and a foul. Michaela Jones, who does have a made basket in this third quarter. A chance to double it at the free throw line with 18 seconds in the third frame. That is the fifth foul on Auburn, so for what it's worth, for 18 seconds, Opelika shoots free throws. And off the back iron and no good. Just to compliment the crowd once more, man. A packed house here at Opelika holds just about 1,000 here in the side gym. 0 for 2 at the line as Hallman pulls it down. Baseball pass ahead. Hits Riley Finger in the shoes. Morgan comes up with it somehow. Her shot was blocked. Riley Finger's put back, no good. Gets it up the glass again and can't get it to fall. And an 0-for-3 trip for Auburn. Opelika pulls it down with 1 second to play. Lets it go from half court. Good if it goes. It does not. And we head to the fourth quarter. Auburn leads by 36 on the road over Opelika. Final eight coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic.
Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on.
96.3 W. Lee.
Final quarter of play between Auburn and Opelika in the varsity girls game. The Tigers have it moving left to right in the half court. And it's Auburn with a big lead. Ham Morgan tries to start the fourth quarter off with a layup, and she cannot. It was off both sides of the rim and cleared by Opelika. Still can't get it out. Spinning around on 1 foot, trying to get away from Auburn High. And eventually, they do call a reach-in foul. Going to stay Opelika basketball as they will be moving right to left for this fourth and final quarter. 56-20 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. I believe we have a running clock here on the road for the Tigers over your rival. That's bragging rights in itself as the Tigers almost force a turnover, and now they do. Opelika gets ahead of themselves in the half court. They do turn it over into their own student section. So the Tigers are 7 running minutes away from a win over your rival, Opelika. Remember, these two teams are going to play coming up in just a couple of weeks as Brantley Winfrey lays it in off the dish from Daly Alsabrook. Winfrey had 15 in the first. She didn't play much in that third quarter. She's back in the scoring column now with 17. It's ahead for Barber. Has it in the right corner. Hands off, just lets it go. Can't find the bottom of the net for Opelika. It's Lyric Mitchell, the eighth grader, now ahead for Brooke Coleman, who's able to lay it in with a soft touch off the window. Brooke Coleman with 7 in this second half alone. Timeout on the floor. 60-20. Auburn leads by 40 on the road over Opelika. Quick timeout. We'll keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 60-20. The varsity girls of Auburn lead Opelika with 6:31 in this fourth quarter. Reminder, we'll have a quick quick post-game show into a pregame show, and we'll get you ready for the varsity boys game. See if we can get one of these girls on for Auburn High right after this. And then a reminder, at halftime of the varsity boys game, we're going to get head coach Courtney Pritchett. And then a post-game of the varsity boys game, we'll get head coach Chris Brandt. It's all that here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 60-20 is the score. Auburn leads. Opelika coming out of the timeout. 6:31. Again, running clock in this fourth quarter. Opelika to inbound on their own baseline. Length of the floor to go. They get it in to the ball handler, Kennedy Williams, and a touch foul called on Brooke Holman. Just the first foul on Auburn in this fourth quarter, so we'll do it again. Opelika to inbound on the baseline, and they get it in. Going right to left into the hands of Williams. Got it on the right wing. Gets it into the corner. Dribbled it off of her own foot. Maybe deflected by Auburn, but they're going to say it was deflected by Auburn. Okay, so it does stay on that end of the floor. Tigers lead by 40. Just trying to get out of Opelika. I have no injuries to this point. Opelika feeds it down low, trying to feed it back to the inbounder. Nobody's ready, and the Tigers force a turnover all the way up for Brooke Holman, who has a finger roll finish at the bucket, has 4 in this fourth quarter, and the Tigers have completely blown it open here in Opelika. Pressuring the ball handler, Williams. Tigers put on a full-court press, and they almost turn it over. Kalia Tolles takes a big hit at half court. Everybody comes scrambling in. Took a big-time shot. Don't think anything dirty. Just everybody fighting for the basketball. Kalia seems to be okay. I believe it was Monica Wack who came in and landed on her after going and maybe getting tripped up with Kalia Tolles. Everybody's able to pop up and be okay. Auburn High basketball left to right on your radio dial. It is mostly starters for Auburn High. The 4 guards and Jordan Cobb down low. Kalia Tolles throws it down low. Winfrey was left wide open. How do you lose Brantley Winfrey? She'll take that all night long. She's got 4 in this quarter alone. Give her 19 on the ball game. And Kalia Tolles trying to force a jump ball. Ends up getting called for the reach-in foul. Head coach Courtney Pritchett's not going to hate the aggression. Well, the running clock in this fourth quarter, we approach 4.5 to play. Tigers lead 64-20 over Opelika. Picks up her dribble in the half court. Now they throw it to the timeline. Monica Wack is left alone, and Opelika gets into their half court. Tries to hand it off at the top. They're trying to feed it to the eighth grader, Lyric Mitchell. And that was deflected by Winfrey. Last touch by, trying to see, I believe it was last touch by Auburn. It was. As we approach 4 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Opelika inbounding on the right side, far side of the gym in front of their own bench, and a five-second call. There's nowhere to go. Auburn High, relentless defense here on the road, even up by 44. They don't care, man. They're going to play for four solid quarters and making their presence known on the road with a lot of red and black in attendance, but my goodness, there's a lot of blue and white in here as well. Daly Alsobrook through the lane, hands off to Holman, corner, Winfrey, three, no, and a long board pulled down by Tolles. A foul going to be caught underneath. Positioning, fighting for positioning was Jordan Cobb, who shakes her head and just says no way. I love the look, though. You bring Alsobrook through the semicircle, you hand off for Hallman. In the meantime, Braylee Winfrey has worked her way into this near corner and had a wide open three, just couldn't bury it. But either way, it's Opelika basketball. 64-20 is Auburn's lead. With a running clock in this fourth quarter, we approach 3 minutes to play. Opelika struggles to get it in, throws it at half court, tipped by Tolles, into the hands of Alsobrook, finds Hallman, gets bumped, gets the bucket, and she's got a chance at one more. Brooke Hallman gives the single of and one, and give her six in the corner, and a chance to add on at the free throw line. How about 27? For Brooke Common, and can make it 28 against the rival Opelika Bulldogs. And all that done on the road. These two teams will play each other coming up in just a few weeks. Friday, January 24th is when Opelika will make the quick trip to Auburn High School Gymnasium. The and one converted. Seven in the corner for Holman. She'll sit down as the clock runs, approaching 2 minutes. And her day is done. Pretty good day's work for 23, I'd say. As Opelika trying to get it inbounded, they do, near the half-court line, and just threw it away. Trying to get it to the junior on the left side, couldn't do so. Five on the floor for Auburn. Mackenzie Etheridge, Liz Robinson, Shylin Evans, Anavia Nelms, and Kalia Tolles. And so with this game, Opelika, his varsity girls team, they're going to fall to 5-16 overall, 0-3. In area play, as Auburn's going to move to 19-5 on the season, 3-0 in area play, with wins over Central and Smith Station, and now going to have one over Opelika. Robinson had it in the corner, tried to do a little shake and bake, and she lost it. And as Mitchell got her hands on it, Robinson got her hands on it, jump ball force, possession arrow stays with the Tigers. Robinson to inbound on the near sideline. Gets it into Anavia Nelm. She's got it on the baseline, now into the corner. She'll take it to the top with 105 to play in the fourth quarter. Can the Tigers get another one? They're up 67-20. Auburn over Opelika. And we're under a minute to play here on the road in Opelika, Alabama. Anavia Nelm gets the layup off but can't get it to fall. Robinson tracks down the board. She's got it at the free throw line. Tries to get a shot away as she's being fouled. And a travel is called instead. Robinson thinks she got a foul. Instead, it's a travel on 33 in blue. So it makes it Opelika basketball with 35 seconds counting down. Olivia Quinones is in for the Tigers as well. Opelika surges ahead in front of the scorer's table, finds the cutter in the lane, throws it into the corner now. That's an open three for the Dogs. The eighth grader can't find it, and Quinones tries to find the board. It goes trailing all the way out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. And whose basketball is it? They're going to say it's Opelika's. And this will be the final possession of the ball game. 10 seconds counting down. Opelika inbounding at half court. In front of the scorer's table, trying to get it into Williams. Anavia Nelms knocked it maybe off the back of her head. Goes out of bounds, and that's how the game will come to an end. 67-20, the Tigers come on the road, and Auburn High beats Opelika 1-0 against the rivals this season. The varsity boys game is coming up in just a little bit. We'll have a quick post-game show, see if we can get a girl on. We'll talk about the boys and have them tip in just about 12 minutes. All that coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros.
Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
The Lady Tigers of Auburn, big winners over Opelika on the road, 67-20. Auburn takes down Opelika in the first of two meetings in the regular season. Auburn moves to 19-5 overall, 3-0 in area play. And then joining us in the post-game show is Auburn High's Brantley Winfrey. Congratulations on the win. Big-time stuff.
Thank you.
How does it feel to come on the road, not just to beat Opelika, but to do it inside this gym?
Oh, it feels amazing. We've been preparing for this, and we've been waiting for this, and this is what we've been waiting for, what our season's like been building up to. So we're really excited that we got the win on the road against our rivals. So we've been waiting for this.
3-0 so far in area play. Central, Smith Station, and Opelika. Two of those were in pretty dominating fashion. The comeback win on the road at Central. How does it feel to start in this area, which is fairly tough to start 3-0?
Yes, it feels amazing. I mean, just the work that we've put in and, like, the practices on Sunday and all that, coming in the gym, you know, late at night, early in the morning, you know, so staying after practice. So the work is, like, built up for us to be 3-0 right now. So
had you at 19 tonight, Braylee. Does that sound about right? 19 for you. Brooke Coleman had 16 in the first half. 29 on the game is what Brooke Coleman had tonight. You guys are just so aggressive, so tenacious on defense, and at least to offense. What does that mean for you to be so good on defense to eventually get all these offensive possessions?
Oh, I mean, I love defense. I feel like working hard on defense, like we always, like, that's our, like, main focus in practice, like working hard on defense so then we can create an offense. So it's really big when we can show up on defense so we can get our points on the board.
Auburn beats Opelika 67-20. Braylee, congratulations on the win. Go Tigers.
Thank you.
That's Braylee Winfrey joining us on the post-game show. Appreciate her joining us on the broadcast as the boys have hit the floor between the Tigers and the Dogs. Opelika falls to your Auburn Tigers 67-20. We'll have a Really, that wraps up the post-game show. We're going to get you into a pregame show coming up in just a few minutes. How about some final tallies really quickly here as we got a quick transition on the Auburn High Sports Network. I was talking with Braylee just then. She ended with 19. Brooke Coleman led all scorers with 29. Also had Kalia Tolles with 9. Anavia Nelms had 4. Daley Alsabrook, just the quiet 3, but we see her come in and out of some of these games. She's going to have her moments, I guarantee it. Auburn wins 67-20. After this, we'll talk about the Auburn High boys as they come in to take on Opelika. We're 2-0. Can we go 3-0? We're going to have that for you coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.